Del Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Republicans are not going to buy into a bill that costs $2.5
billion. I guess when you have the economy and health care reform and the deficits under control.
Tondrich, I think you came over as a dancer trying to sing.
I guess when you have the economy and health care reform and the deficits under control.
World famous Phil Henry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take the news and we create something entirely new with it. News issue, even your opinion, you will not listen to talk radio the same way ever again after you hear our show. Coming up on our show tonight, a woman tweets about her abortion. And I mean every little cramp and every little thing. She's tweeting, she's on Twitter, and she's tweeting away. And the pro-life people are tweeting. And they're, well, not so much tweeting as they're probably, they sound a little bit more, they probably sound a little more pissed than one would were one tweeting. Nonetheless, the pro-life and pro-choice people going at it on Twitter because of this woman tweeting about her abortion. Go to our website, watch our show, as well as listen to it at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And listen to the live streaming audio as well if you'd like, and you can download it. All right, we're back to SeaWorld. We must return to this story because yesterday it was really about SeaWorld. It was about the facility. It was about what happened. It was about the animal in question. Today, the conversation among most Americans when it comes to this story, and who doesn't love who doesn't love animals? We all do, on some level. And we certainly love wild animals. Maybe some of us would like to tame them and have them in our backyard. I'm not one of them, although I do think lion cubs are really cool. I don't know that I would want to have a lion cub. I actually held a lion cub once. Dr. Ron Tarner is joining us from Mountain Meadow Observatory. And Dr. Tarner, one of the leading voices of the environmental movement. Dr. Tarner, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Well, Phil, I'm grateful to be on your program. Thank you.
I just was going to say, years ago I was doing a radio remote, and somebody walked in with a lion cub.
Uh-huh.
And they said, do you want to hold it? I said, yeah. And I held this little lion cub that was as big.
It's like a small dog, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a big, big, heavy guy. And I held him in my arms like he was a baby, and he just had this kind of low growl, little short hair on him. And I thought, what an amazing animal. And yet I realized that when this animal gets to be big, he's going to see me more as dinner.
Oh, yeah. This is the exact point of wild animals, Phil. That while we love their beauty and we love their grace, and if I may be permitted, Phil, to quote Sir Thomas More, it was a long time ago, but he did say, and I don't think you have to believe in God or not believe in God to enjoy his words. He said that God gave us the animals to teach us about innocence. And I see that when I see wild animals. I see innocence. I don't see innocence so much anymore in the way human beings treat wild animals.
Well, let me talk about this story a little bit more in depth here, Dr. Tarner. Despite calls to free or destroy the animal, SeaWorld said Thursday it will keep the killer whale that drowned its trainer. I don't know who's calling to destroy it.
No one who has any real intelligence or information or knowledge about the interaction between wild animals and human beings would ever call for the destruction of that animal. You cannot free that animal because the animal has been living in captivity for so long. The animal would be exposed to a great many hazards once it was released into the wild. The only thing that can be done, Phil, is to have this animal maintained in captivity in an environment that is more suitable for a whale.
And that is not bobbing up and down in a tank, right?
No, it is not bobbing up and down in a tank. It is whales swim hundreds of miles in any given year. Can you imagine an animal that is used to swimming such distances being enclosed in such a confined space? SeaWorld has been doing this for years. And they've been doing it, Phil, so that the young people of this country and other countries can be amused. I think if you ask me what is at the absolute heart and soul of this controversy, it's that we have wild animals being tormented in captivity so that children have something to do because parents are not involved in their children's lives as much anymore.
And well, boy, that's indicting. That's a whole. You're indicting parents there. You're indicting children.
Well, you asked about animals, Phil, and I did quote Sir Thomas More when he said, "The animals teach us about innocence." And the reason why I say that animals can teach us about innocence is because, Phil, I don't think children teach us about innocence anymore. I think children are miniature adults who walk by a glassed-in environment. They look at an animal like a beautiful killer whale living in this tormented environment and with ice cream dripping down their hands, stare at this creature with amusement and boredom until their parents can move them along to something maybe more interesting. Maybe the dolphins. Maybe some other animal that's chained to a post or kept in a cage. And I'm telling you, Phil...
Yeah, but Dr. Tonner, I mean, what you're saying is eloquent, but You're talking about children and parents. If I'm not mistaken, you're saying the reason why these animals are in captivity in the first place is because parents don't know how to entertain their children?
I'll put it to you this way, Phil, okay?
Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Phil. We are at risk, Phil. The wild animals of this world are at risk because every time a human being captures one and puts one in a zoo... Why has that human being done that to that animal? So that little children can sit and stare at it and, quote-unquote, learn something. This is at the very heart and soul of the existence of zoos, aquariums, SeaWorlds, and every other animal park or area where we exhibit animals. It's for parents to entertain children, to educate children, or so they think. It's really not education at all. It's a kind of babysitting. We are sacrificing the beauty of this earth for the dubious benefit that it gives to the children. And I don't want to be one of many who, when the day comes and we see these beautiful killer whales extinct, I don't want to look at our children with hatred.
And well, you can't be serious.
Phil, I'm very serious.
You're saying if killer whales are extinct...
Or any kind of whale. Look at our beautiful Pacific gray whale, which is migrating down right now from Alaska to Mexico. And you can go out of the whale-watching boat to see it. Now, this animal is endangered. Now, you go out onto a whale-watching boat, and what do you see? You see kids, and they're all over, and they want to see the whale. I don't mind looking at the whale as it's migrating, but those children are going to want to see the whale again. And you can't just take them out, so they want to go and see them at SeaWorld. And that's where the torture begins, because now the whale is in a tank, and the children laugh when they see the whale swim. And the children think it's fun when they see the whale bouncing the ball. And
all right, Dr. Tonner, we're talking about Dr. Ron Tonner. I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but you're basically making the case here that the reason why animals are in captivity is because of children.
Absolutely, it's because of, I'm not blaming the children. I'm blaming the adults. We have a beautiful trainer. This young woman is dead. Dead. D-E-A-D. Because of lazy parents, spoiled kids.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding. The kid or the parent might have well have pushed this trainer into the tank. So that woman was ravaged to death. And
you made the case here. You don't want to hate kids. Are you telling me? Just so I'm clear.
Why else do we have zoos, Phil?
No. But I want to be clear.
Why else do we have zoos? Please answer my question. Why do we have zoos?
We have zoos to exhibit wild animals.
But who are we exhibiting the wild animals for?
For everybody.
But primarily for who?
Primarily, I think, for everybody.
You are not being honest with me, and I don't want to say that I want to hate you. I don't hate you. And
why would you hate me? I'm saying that zoos are there primarily for children.
All right, and why is SeaWorld there?
For the kids.
All right, and because we have to have something for little ones, these children to look at, because we need to have whales and sea lions, and we need to have elephants and giraffes to look at, because we need that, a young woman, a trainer, was pulled to her death by a whale.
I think you are making an enormous leap.
Am I really? Why is that an enormous leap? They're keeping that They're keeping that park open. They are not going to allow that animal to live in any kind of habitat that's normal. The animal will continue to entertain kids. If you ask me who killed that young woman, I would say the mothers and the fathers of San Diego, but I realize it sounds extreme, but I cannot, I'm not going to attribute it to the animal, but I...
You're saying that moms and dads all across America and the world killed that woman at SeaWorld.
Absolutely, and the only way we're going to get people's eyes open to this problem, Phil, is to direct them to the problem. The reason why we have Shabu, the reason why we have the monkeys and the apes and all of these other animals in captivity is because fathers don't want to play baseball with their sons anymore, is because mothers don't want to learn to sew with their daughters. They want to take them and put them in a grandstand so that the whale will keep their kids abused while mom and dad catch up with the neighbors that are sitting behind them. And I think... as long as we were talking about global warming, you could add this to the reason why we're losing our beautiful wild animals, our large mammals.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Dr. Ron Tarner. VIP visitors who occasionally were invited to pet the killer whales will no longer be allowed to do so. This is one of the decisions that they've made. So it does have to do with the interaction of humans, but... this was a decision made at SeaWorld that I was just reading here. Dr. Tarner is talking about wild animals being captured and being kept in captivity. And the reason is because we don't know how to entertain our own children. We need to keep the kids amused, and so we bring these animals in from wild animals in from captivity to keep them amused. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't know that I would go so far as to say parents and kids killed that woman trainer. 877-876-PHIL. More calls with Dr. Ron Tarner next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gerald Fisher.
Hey, Phil, I really don't know where to start.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask this racist pig you've got on there.
Hey, I'm not calling you any names. I'm not calling you a name. You got to start off calling me a name? Is that it? Is that how you want this to go? You want me to call you redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck?
But I should.
Huh? I can't hear you over your CB radio, man. I can't hear you over that CB.
With the way you talk to that lady from Hawaii, I guess you're a male chauvinist pig, too. And since you're such a...
You sound like a dumb tobacco juice swallowing cracker. What you feel like? Feel good about that?
At least I'm not... just a hillbilly that interrupts people while they're
speaking. No. You are a hillbilly. You are a hillbilly. You tell me to shut up. No white man tell me to shut up.
All right, come on.
He's back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. And the conversation that's been going on today has to do with the overall question of whether these animals should be kept in captivity. I agree with you, Doctor. I don't think they should. I think that whales, I think that tigers and lions and all of these other animals, I don't care where or how or who, and I agree with you about the zoos. I think they belong in the wild, and I think this asinine game that we've been playing with them has got to end. It's inhumane, and now it's costing people their lives as well. But to say that this is the fault of lazy parents, you know...
Well, let me put it to you this way, and maybe I didn't put it as elegantly as I might have wanted to. I love kids. I've got two children of my own. I have nephews. I've got a grandchild. I also love wild animals. And I am torn, and it saddens me and it depresses me to know that I've got to choose between the happiness of a wild animal and the happiness of a child. But I've got to make the right call. I've got to make the moral call. And the moral call here is to support the wild animal. And if I have to point an accusatory finger at a child and say, I have love, but I must damn you for what you're doing, and I say to you, damn your family for what you did, then I have to do that.
And you're talking to a little kid. The kid didn't do anything.
Well, I mean that in a figurative sense. I mean, I'm pointing to the parents. I'm saying, do you have any other way of entertaining your children other than torturing one of the most beautiful creatures that God ever created? Or is that how you get your laughs? And I could tell you...
You don't honestly believe that parents look at wild animals and say, I think I'll go torture one for the benefit of my children.
It doesn't make any difference to me what their intention is.
But but you don't think they're consciously saying that.
It doesn't make any difference. That's what they're doing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner from Mountain Meadow Observatory as we talk about the SeaWorld. He believes the captivity of wild animals can be traced directly back to our need to keep our children entertained. Let's go to Warren in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Warren, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner this evening. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Tarner. Thank you, Phil. I'm speechless. I want to say so many things that are constructive, but this comparison just seems... Do you have data to back up what you're saying?
You need to speak up, Warren. You need to speak up. Get into the phone there. I know it sounds like you might have a cold, huh?
A little laryngitis.
To get up into the phone there. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering what kind of data that may be gathered to try and correlate the evil parents who have taken their children to the SeaWorld to kill this poor woman.
All you have to do, I'm surprised that question's pretty simplistic, all you have to do is look at the attendance figures of any of these animal exhibition and amusements, and you'll see the overwhelming majority of participants are children, that these places are built and are designed to entertain children, and that certainly they're brought there by parents.
And so the correlation, then, is that because
I don't want to wear your throat out, man. But can you answer? He said the correlation.
Well, is he still there?
No, he sounded like he was really struggling with that throat. The correlation.
Correlation is if you've got you're kidding, right?
No, what's the correlation between a SeaWorld?
The correlation is that most of the customers are children, and SeaWorld has a whale there that killed a human being. But that's okay with them as long as the kids are entertained. That's the correlation.
All right, 877-876-PHIL on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dylan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Yeah, I'd have to agree a little bit with Warren. You know, you can't blame children and their parents either, because when I was little, I mean, when I got to go to SeaWorld, that was a treat, man. It wasn't, you know, I didn't get to go there because my parents couldn't entertain me or anything like that. I entertained myself.
Well, how would you know that? You know, and the fact is that SeaWorld was there for your entertainment when you were a kid, and you saw the whale, and you were entertained by the whale, and your parents were happy that
you
were entertained by the whale. I can blame the parents because they knew full well that you were looking at an animal that was being tortured half to death.
No, wait a minute.
You got to go out there and you got to blame the people that captured these animals and put them in here in captivity.
No. I blame the customer.
The
demand is always
they're getting harsh treatment, or just they want to go back to the wild. You know what I mean?
These
animals aren't grown to be put into captivity like this.
And so why would your parents take you out there to look at them when they knew that that was the case?
Well, the parents didn't know.
I've only been to SeaWorld once in my entire life, man, so you can't really tell me that, you know, that's just ridiculous.
You've only been once, so it sounds convenient. I guess if you're telling me the truth, that's fine, but you did go. And the point that I...
Tell you the truth, man, I went for the roller coasters, man. I didn't go for the animals or anything like that.
You said you were taken by your parents, or did you go by yourself? Which is...
Actually, I went on a field trip, so... You know what I mean?
We could blame the school. But the fact is that you can't blame
the
people that captured the animals.
You're going to blame anybody.
That's like blaming the drug
pusher.
Blame
the people that took the animals there. Because either they're in there or they're
out there. All right, let me ask you this. If we've got a drug problem in this country, is it with the people that buy the drugs or the people that supply the drugs? Where do you think the problem is?
I think
it's with the demand.
Equally.
Okay, then I'm blaming your parents. Just as much as I blame the people that caught that whale for, you know what, If you can't figure out your parents exposed you to torture and you laugh your way through that,
but say the truth.
Oh, wait a minute.
He went and saw an animal tortured, and then he went giggling on a roller coaster.
You know,
no, he didn't.
Animals,
all right, listen, I appreciate your call very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dr. Ron Tarner. Shamu, is he tortured so that kids can have fun?
Phil Hendry.
Boy, I'm frustrated.
We have Dr. Ron Tarner with us. You talk about the health care program, huh?
Well, in a lot of ways, Phil, health care is like these beautiful animals, a wild animal that people want to contain and torture. I think the health care argument has been the same thing. I think it's a very important component, if you will, of our happiness, of our societal happiness. And yet we want to destroy it the same way we want to destroy these dolphins. Or these whales, I should say. So you cannot tell me that this trainer who died yesterday died as the result of anything other than the need of society to keep its children entertained while our wild animals, beautiful creatures like the killer whale and the lions and tigers and all of these other animals, while these animals are killed, stripped of their fur and adorned the backs of billionaires' wives, and the blubber goes to feed Eskimo. That's why I don't really, I'm not a big fan of the Eskimos. I don't think Eskimos are all that representative of a pure indigenous lifestyle. Not when they slaughter animals like these.
Well, we could get into all of that, Dr. Tarner, but you're talking about this animal, the whale that killed this trainer, being this death of this poor woman, the result of our need to entertain our children. Now, did you not tell me that you worked at a seaquarium when you were a young person?
No, I was working. I was in marine biology, and we were working as interns during the summer, acquiring various subjects for different aquariums and seaquariums in the area. At that time, I was living in the Houston, Texas area. We went into the Gulf of Mexico as part of different expeditions to acquire these subjects, marine mammal life, both for research and but more importantly, as exhibits for the seaquarium. We went out there, and yes, that man who said that we're responsible for the death of these animals, it's not our fault, the people who catch them, it's the fault of these junkies, if you will, these whale junkies who have to look at them. But we caught dolphins.
How did you catch the dolphins?
Say that again?
How did you catch these dolphins?
We caught them any way we could. We used ropes. We used nets. We would literally, if we had to, use something heavy and stun the animal with it. We'd hit them over the head with it. We did it, and I don't make any apologies for this because that's how ravenous these...
In other words, you caught dolphins in ways that we're told today are inhumane. And you're talking about...
Hold on, Phil. We caught these dolphins any way we could because these families and the public was ravenous like a junkie, like a drug addict, ravenous to see wild dolphins and whales. So you can't blame us.
You know, you use that drug addiction. Don't blame the supplier. Blame the user.
Absolutely, blame the user.
And yet you're out there beating dolphins on the head, roping them and everything else. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to Jake in San Antonio. We're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead, Jake.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I just wanted to comment and say, like I said, as a former employee, you know, and before I get any kind of brainwashed jargon or anything, signed up for the job so that I could help educate kids about animals.
Where did you work? I didn't hear. Where did you work, sir? I was not privy to the conversation. Where do you say you worked?
Where did you work, Jake?
SeaWorld San Antonio.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. Anderson.
And you're coming out and admitting that. All right.
I'm sorry?
Dr. Tonner, go ahead, Jake. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that, you know, to get right to the point, the reason that we have animals there is to educate kids, to let them see close up what animals are like, just like the zoo. You know, just to kind of let them know, you know, that these animals are here, what they look like, what they do, what their habits are. And I can't even tell you how many times the kids come up to me and said, you know, I want to be a marine biologist, or I want to be, and these kids grow up to be, you know, conservationists, ecologists, marine biologists, all kinds of things that are pro-animal. And I think that your accusation
I don't think you know that. You're not old enough to have seen these children grow up to be anything. You sound very young yourself, sir. I think that's a fair statement.
I was actually one of those kids that did grow up to be one of them, so I can say that.
You did not. You grew up to be a man that works at SeaWorld where they torture animals, so...
All right, well, let's have some respect for what Jake is doing. I mean, the man means well.
I'm asking Jake. He's proving my point. He says that he works at SeaWorld, and what does he see? A bunch of kids pouring through the turnstiles to watch a whale.
The only reason I mentioned the kids is that was your platform. I chose to get on it with you. There's plenty of parents here, plenty of teenagers, plenty of college kids. It's a destination. There's only three of them in the whole nation, so people come here to come see them.
You do see a lot of children, is that correct?
We see a good amount of children, but we see a good amount of adults and teenagers too. So, you know,
and
we're all kind of blamed here.
And you know that when those whales get pulled out of the ocean and dropped into a tank, that they better perform for those kids or they're going to be eviscerated and rendered for cat food, right?
No, they don't do that. They don't do that.
I'm sure.
Let me ask you, what do you do if you can't trade the whale? I'll tell you what you do. You have to turn it into something. Don't you give it to Eskimos?
To do what? For blubber?
This is hilarious.
You're the man that works there. You're the man that works there. Tell me, what would you do with a whale that did not perform properly?
You have to retrain it. It's easy. It's just like a kid that acts out. You don't kill your kid because it stays out past curfew. You retrain it. It's not a novel idea here. You have something that gets out of line and you retrain it.
Exactly. Because you've got to get your money's worth so that the children, and I love children, but I've grown to hate them because I've seen what they've done to whales. And you are the agent of those children torturing that animal. You don't see that?
You really are dramatic, man. I mean, you're calling this poor young man an agent of torture for...
At the behest of children, yes.
Jake, I appreciate very much your work. And do you have a degree in marine biology? Are you did you start out as an intern? How did you start out with your
work? Started out as an intern, then I got my degree in marine biology from Texas A&M University. So,
wait a sec. And you're telling me you have a degree in marine biology, and you don't want to tell the people the truth, you're torturing animals. Tell it. Tell them.
Oh, man.
Why do you think that's funny?
I'm flabbergasted.
If you've got a degree in marine biology, you're telling me that that's a natural state? I don't want to hate children, but you are forcing me to hate children.
He's not forcing you. Thank you very much for your call. He's not forcing you to do anything. He's not telling you to do anything. Jessica in New York City, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ron Tarner.
By virtue of the fact that he works as an agent for torturing those animals at the behest of children.
Go ahead, Jessica.
I actually have to completely agree with Jake. I mean, the purpose of institutions is not just for the entertainment of children, and it just doesn't even make sense to think that that's the only thing. I just think
That's why we did it originally, so the children would have something to stare at.
But things have changed.
Are you telling me children are no longer interested in animals? I don't think
it's not just children.
You're thinking very clearly.
That's not the purpose of institutions such as SeaWorld.
But no, SeaWorld likes you to believe that they're there to help the killer whale prosper. They're not doing anything down there any different than they did 30 years ago. They're selling more popcorn. They've got a whale in a tank. What about that lion that ate that man in San Francisco? Why did they have... You remember the...
It was a tiger.
The tiger that jumped out of the cage. That tiger should have been kept in captivity, but because the San Francisco Zoo has got... And in that case, they need a lot of inner-city people because their zoo is in the inner city. So they have to pack in as many Hispanics as they can, and one of them got eaten.
I mean,
well,
I'm
sorry.
You sound
a little racist.
Zoological institutions, the purpose is for basically breeding animals in order to put them back into the wild.
Are you?
And it just so happens that there's...
Bab, that is not why they have killer whales at SeaWorld. Are you telling me they're breeding killer whales to put them back in the wild? Oh.
Yeah, absolutely, just like any other animal.
Don't, ma'am, wrong.
And another thing about
SeaWorld... I went into the underground area of SeaWorld. Have you been there?
Been where?
I have not. I actually work at the Central Park Zoo in New York City.
All right, that's a very... Thank you. Do you remember the Central Park Zoo back in the... Well, you're not old enough, neither am I, but back in the 1860s when they opened it?
It's completely different. It's not the same zoo. I don't know if you've been recently...
In the 1860s, they had monkeys crammed into cages.
Absolutely.
It was disgusting.
1860s is the 1860s. Yeah, this is the 21st century now.
That was definitely not for the purpose of children. That was the purpose... That was for rich...
You're going to tell me a lot. Where do you keep your gorillas? Where do you keep your gorillas? This is going to tell me a lot.
We don't have gorillas at the Central Park Zoo. But
that tells me a lot.
But to get back to SeaWorld specifically,
what does that tell you?
Thousands of dollars to rehabilitate one animal. Where do you think they get that money from? They have to a certain extent...
They get it from the parents of children who are not entertained.
They get it from funding from the entire country and the entire world who are educated about these animals because they've seen them, and because they've seen them, they care about them.
That woman would not have been killed yesterday, young lady, had it not been for the thousands and thousands and thousands of little children sitting there getting impatient, scratching themselves, and crying, and they wanted something, anything, to alleviate the boredom, so let's get the whale out there, even if it kills a human being.
Oh, come on, Dr. Turner. You know, you're being very... You're almost...
No. The lady, see how they laugh? These zoo people think it's funny, because she knows I'm getting close to the truth.
No, I completely disagree. I'm getting my master's degree in conservation biology, and I cannot be told that these rehabilitation programs have no purpose, because that's really the main
rehabilitation
program.
But that's not what you don't do that at the Central Park Zoo.
Yes, we do.
How many apes did you rehabilitate? You can't, because it's not a jungle.
What?
How many apes does she rehabilitate?
I mean, I don't know if you have been to any of these zoos recently, but the AZA, the American Zoological Institution Association, the only way that a zoo can get accredited is if they have breeding programs for reintroduction.
Wait a minute, the American Zoological Institution Association?
Just association. The AZA. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate the work you do.
Anyway, I got to get going here, Jessica.
No, but I wanted to ask her one more question about how many apes she...
She is a... She works at the zoo.
They don't have apes.
Thank you.
Apes are only gorillas, chimpanzees, and...
Well, I don't know that you don't know that you've never personally...
We do have monkeys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I bet you do. Well, I bet you have monkeys. And I bet you they pay top dollar to get in.
That's funny. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Dr. Ron Turner. You know, you're insulting that lady who works for the Central Park Zoo, which is one of the country's longtime zoos.
Yeah, that's about all I could say for it. And I'll tell you something.
You know what, Dr. Turner, what you've been talking about here is the fact that animals are used to entice children so that they can make money, so that kids aren't bored to tears and we murder animals. Now, you asked her whether they had gorillas. She said none. You said, how many apes have you personally rehabilitated? She said none. And so you had to work that ape line.
Look, it was a good line. So I said, all right, how about the apes that come through the turnstiles? I had to get something out of it.
See, that's what I mean. Everything's a big joke. 877-876-PHIL, Dr. Ron Turner on the whale at SeaWorld that killed that trainer. People are now talking about the ethics, the morality of keeping a beautiful animal like that, a wild animal of any kind, in captivity. 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls with Dr. Ron Turner on the world-famous Phil Henry Show coming up. Now you're trivializing it by saying, how many apes do you rehabilitate?
Phil Henry.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did.
Broadcasting. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I'm talking with Dr. Ron Tarner. You know about the DNA?
Yeah, the Genome Project, yeah.
And so that people can send their DNA in or something, and their DNA can be read, their ancestry can be read all the way back to Africa?
Yes, to Eastern Africa. We have the microbial trails. I don't work in this field, Phil, but I've seen the Genome Genetic Project. And these microbial trails go all the way through. It's the human family. And we emerged from Eastern Africa, and we now have these different pathways out of Eastern Africa.
Well, I don't know who my grandparents are. My parents were adopted. But let's get back to the whale and to SeaWorld. You're talking here about you even indicted that lady from the Central Park Zoo, saying that she, as well as that young man from the SeaWorld in San Antonio, saying that they are partners in the heinous captivity of these animals.
Yes, they are. I don't mean this as a personal comment on the quality of the people involved, but they are either wittingly or unwittingly aiding and abetting the wholesale murder and butchery of beautiful animals just so someone's little girl in a puffy Sunday dress. It's very difficult for me to maintain my emotional... I get very emotional because, again, I don't want to hate kids. God, I don't want to hate them.
Nobody's asking you to hate children. Why do you feel it's a choice between either...
Because I've seen what they've done to the ape, I've seen what they've done to the lion, and now I'm watching them disseminate killer whales.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't think anybody's asking you to hate children. Here is Renee in Anchorage, Alaska. Renee, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ron Tarner on The Phil Hendry Show.
No one's asking me to, Phil. That's what they're forcing me into.
Go ahead,
well,
Renee.
Dr. Turner, I've listened to you for about the last half hour now. And
yes, ma'am.
First, as an Alaskan, I don't appreciate your comments about Eskimos and sustenance. It is a lifestyle. It is protecting their way of life and their culture, and I found it very insulting.
If they're slobbering whales,
sir, they're providing their families with the way that their culture has let them do, and they're preserving a way of life. Secondly, that's your choice,
but you don't need to be a bigot
and a racist against Alaskans.
Oh, I'm a racist.
Secondly,
well, what if I said I don't like you either? Am I a racist now, too?
Well, you don't have to like me, but you will respect me, sir. That's part of the way that things work when you're a grown-up.
I'm not a racist. I don't like anybody that slobbers on a whale.
As far as the whale is concerned, sir, it's not because of children, and it's not because of... The only people to blame is the negligence in the way the situation was handled. When this particular killer whale was purchased by the zoo, it was purchased for breeding purposes only. It was not supposed to be a show animal. There were stipulations to the purchase. This killer whale had been... There had been three previous associated suspicious happenings with people dying with this particular animal. And SeaWorld is really going to have to question themselves on if they followed the stipulations of this purchase. It was supposed to be for breeding. And it's my understanding that this particular killer whale has contributed to the killer whale population by breeding over 13 different animals. So this whale
That's
is
what
not
SeaWorld
in
wants you to believe. Yes, yes. Good girl, you read the propaganda and you believe it.
That this happened.
You
it is
read
the
propaganda and you believed it.
Wait a minute.
Because a killer
whale.
It was following its natural instincts.
Well, nobody's disagreeing with that. Renee, this is Phil. Renee, this is Phil Hendry. Nobody's disagreeing with that. And I don't really know, Dr. Turner, where you disagree with Renee.
I don't disagree with her that the whale should have been better cared for. The whale should never have been captured in the first place. The same way those Eskimos should be butchering them for fun and playing with their blubber.
They're not doing it for fun. They're doing it to feed their families and to clothe their families.
Oh, they can. Are you telling me they can't go to a supermarket like everybody else?
In some parts of Alaska, there are no supermarkets, sir. Have you been to Alaska? Have you been to Nome or Barrow or Kosciuszko? Or to Bethel, or to Kodiak, or to Sitna. Have you been to these places, sir? There's not free trade. There's not supermarkets where you can just go to buy milk or to buy meat.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you didn't live anywhere where there was a reasonable place to support your family, wouldn't you move to a place that was? That's what I
not if I wanted to preserve my culture. If I was an Alaskan native, sir, and I was proud of my heritage and my culture,
and
I would do
starving?
Everything I could to preserve that for my family and to pass on my traditions.
Oh, I see.
Just as I'm
even
sure
if you butchered up every whale, even if you butchered every whale in God's seven seas.
Oh, they're not doing that, okay?
The Alaskan sustenance hunters, they have. What they do is they preserve the culture to pass on to their children and to their family members to continue the traditions. Uh-huh. They don't go overboard with how much they consume.
Now,
that's
so
part
say.
Of the tradition is
why
respecting
is
the animals. Part
then
of the tradition
why is it every time I see an animal, I get
the
ten.
Continuing flow for the next generation. That's the
that
culture.
Sounds very pretty.
They're not
Renee.
Just
it
doing it for
all
sport
very
and for fun.
Pretty.
Every part of the animal
it's
is
all,
used.
Oh, every part of the animal's used.
Yes,
I don't think
everything
so.
From the fat to the bones for tools to the skin for
the,
clothing.
What about the obvious part?
What?
She's not mentioning the obvious.
I'm sorry?
What? Thank you very much.
You're
thank you.
Sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I apologize today. Thank you. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I think it's a legitimate.